decently persons. Today, our parikrama went to Samudragad, Champakhatta, Vidyanagar, then it came to Rutadvip. And now we arrived here. So in Samudragad we discuss the pastimes. So Samudragad is within Koladvip. That is the Samudra came there. The ocean came there, and ocean wanted to take a look at the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and told Ganga that you are most fortunate that in your on your banks Sri Krishna himself in the form of Gaurachandra is performing pastimes. Ganga Devi told very soon he will very soon take sannyas and he'll come on your shore, and on your shore he will perform many types of pastimes. He'll perform many pastimes on your shore. Then So also we discussed about Samudra Sen and Bhim Sen. Bhim is also unalloyed devotee of Bhagavan. He is also an ancient devotee or eternal devotee, Prachin Bhakta. Samudra Sen previously, Bhim is an eternal associate of Radha Krishna. Samudra Sen is an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you see that devotion of Samudra Sen. Therefore, Samudra Sen is So Samudra Sen obtained darshan of Krishna through the medium of Bhima. So there Rasanda Prabhu and other Dhir Krishna Prabhu, Ban Maharaj, and two parties were made, and they debated very heavily as to who's superior. And I used to debate with Trivikram Maharaj also in my times, and there used to be heavy debate. Now, then we went to Champakhatta. That Champakhatta, Jayadeva Goswami revealed Bhakti scriptures. Jayadeva Goswami is actually, he wrote Gita Govinda in Champakhatti. While writing Gita Govinda, that time that an incident came that appeared in his mind that Radharani is exhibiting sulky mood, and in order to pacify Radharani's sulky mood, so Krishna fell at the feet of Radhika and told Pada Pallavam Udaram. But he could not write this down. Krishna is the Bhagavan of all other manifestations of Bhagavan, and Radharani is the maid servant of Krishna. How can Krishna ask Radhika, his maid servant, to give her feet on his head? So he closed his notebook and he went to Ganga to bathe in Ganga. And near Ganga, Then he went to Ganges to bathe. Krishna took the form of Jayadeva Goswami and he appeared there. Then Krishna told in the form of Jayadeva Goswami to Padmavati, please bring my notebook. I must write down one thought which has arisen just now in my mind. And then he wrote down the same thing which Jayadeva Goswami had received inner vision of. That's Mara Gara Lakhandana Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram. In golden letters, Sri Krishna wrote down this eternal truth, these words. Jayadeva Goswami was bathing himself, and when he returned home, then Padmavati told Jayadeva that you had just come and you had written something. But Jayadeva told, no, I didn't return, I'm just coming back for the first time. So then who else had come? So who has written this? That time, so I had one doubt here. So Krishna, you have actually removed that doubt and you personally came there and you wrote it in golden letters, Maragar. That time, then his wife, he fell at the feet of his wife, Padmavati. You had darshan of Krishna, but I could not obtain darshan of Krishna. He began to weep there. Thereafter, by Mahaprabhu's desire, then he went to Jagannath Puri after writing Gita Govinda. So in order to, Krishna used to become very eager to hear Gita Govinda. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear this. One time one person was singing Gita Govinda outside Jagannath temple. So Jagannath, he opened all the doors. Actually, Jagannath escaped from the temple to hear this Gita Govinda, and there were scratches on his body because he passed through the thorny bushes and his clothes were a little torn. So when Pujari opened the door in the morning, Jagannath temple door, they saw that the body of Jagannath was scratched and also his cloth was torn. So one time Mahaprabhu was going to Tota Gopinath temple. There was one Devadasi was there. She was singing this particular song, Jai Jai Deva Hare Durtakun Kalita Lalita Anamala Anamala. So this particular Devadasi was singing this Mangal Gitam of Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govinda, and it was full of divine mellows. So Mahaprabhu could not maintain his patience. He immediately ran to embrace the person who was singing this Gita Govinda. So Govinda came running to Mahaprabhu and told that this is actually a girl is singing, don't go and touch her. And then he told Govinda, thank you Govinda for saving me, otherwise if I would have touched that woman, then I would have given up my life by jumping in the ocean. So this is Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govinda. So this is actually a great nectar for the ears of Krishna. This is actually full of the glories of Srimati Radhika. So this is actually Gita Govinda. Actually, when Jagannath goes asleep, they don't allow even today to sing this Gita Govinda anywhere in the vicinity of Jagannath temple. Here Jayadeva also obtained darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Actually, Jayadeva Goswami did not want to go to Jagannath Puri, but Mahaprabhu told that you can go there and glorify my pastimes there. So in Odisha, Everywhere Gita Govinda is sung. It is, and they are very expert in reciting the songs of Gita Govinda. And with wonderful voice and melody, they sing these songs of Gita Govinda. So then we went to Vidyanagara. So there we actually discussed Vidyanagara, all the knowledge. So all the knowledge is manifest in Vidyanagara. Mahaprabhu went there. Actually, there Mahesh Visharad, he was the was there. Mahaprabhu went to Sarva Bhattacharya's place. Sarva Bhattacharya. So Mahesh Visharad, he went to Mithila to learn this Nyaya. So he wanted to bring that book about Nyaya from Mithila back to Navadvip. That time, so he actually wrote down all the books, and then he actually brought all those books to Navadvip. And then the Nyaya Shastras were propagated in Navadvip as the books were brought from Mithila. So, Savita Didi, is she here? So,
that Therefore, he called his boat and he went to his head by taking part of the plunder. Meanwhile, Krishna himself came in the form of Jayadev and said to Padma, the wife of Jayadev, oh, I want to finish writing that book. Therefore, bring my book and in golden letters, Krishna completed the verse. Smaragara Nandanam, Sirisimani, Sirisimani, Nandanam, Lehi Padmanam, Udhan. When Krishna left, then again Jayadev Goswami came. Then his wife Padma asked, you are coming, going, why? Just 20 minutes ago you came back, you wrote something, now again you left, now again you are coming. Then Jayadev Goswami said, no Devi, I don't know anything, what you are saying. Then he saw the writing of Krishna, he began weeping. I had a doubt, but Krishna, you clear that doubt with your own hand. Therefore Jayadev Goswami fell at the feet of Padma, saying, you are fortunate, you have darshan of Krishna. You could not get that good fortune. Then on the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left Navadvip and went to Jagannath Puri after riding in Govinda. There one night, when Jagannath Dev was hearing the composition in Govinda, he became restless and he opened the doors of the temple and ran there to hear. As he ran, the very stones scratched his body and his cloth. In the morning the pujari could see the scratches on the mark of Jagannath and he became filled with bewilderment. But Jagannath appeared in his dream and explained the situation. Kali Kalalika Bhagavan, Kali Govinda is filled with the glories of Srimati Radhika in a Hindu poet. Therefore when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also heard that Kali Govinda, he also ran towards the thorns to embrace the singer. And Govinda said, oh Mahaprabhu, it's a woman. Then Mahaprabhu controlled himself and said, Govinda, oh Govinda, you saved my life. If I had embraced a woman, I would have had to commit suicide by giving up my life in the ocean. Therefore this Ki Govinda is a Rasayan, a nectar giving tonic. It is full of the glory of Srimati Radhika. Therefore even today at night time, no one is able to sing Ki Govinda within the precincts of Jagannath temple due to fear that Jagannath may run again. Jayadev Goswami also had darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there in Jagannath Puri. Therefore the Ki Govinda is so much famous, even today in Orissa, his kirtans, his padyavali is sung and preached everywhere. Then we went to Vidyanagara. That is the place of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and also the friend of Jagannath Vishnu named Maheshwara Visaya. There Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya composed his Navya Maya, his new thesis on logic and argument. So today we went to all those places. Both men are in
Sarvabhauma compiled or Maheshwara Visaya compiled?
Oh, I think it's Sarvabhauma. Maheshwara Visaya compiled.
Mahesh Vishada, he brought it, but who compiled it? It wasn't clear.
Mahesh Vishada, I thought himself, the father of Father Dhamma.
Please speak about the specialities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hare Ram.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. First of all, offer obeisances to Om Vishnu Parashri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Thereafter, all the devotees who are sitting, Tridandi Sannyasis who are sitting on the upraised dais, and offer them my respectful obeisances. So today is a very auspicious day, very fortunate day, under the guidance of Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, while doing Sri Gaura Mandal Parikrama. So today is the rest day. So by sitting at the feet of Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas, what I heard, I want to express that. So I want to offer my flower-like heart, full of emotions, at the feet of Srila Gurudev. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, Gurudev has ordered me to speak about. So we have been discussing about Mahaprabhu for last 6 days. Day before yesterday, Gurudev explains that why Mahaprabhu came. Radhaya pranay mahima kidrushayva. In the form of Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna's three desires were not fulfilled. So Sri Krishna wanted to fulfill his three desires. So Radharani has this Madanakya Mahabhav. So Sri Krishna could not experience that Madanakya Mahabhav of Radhika. So therefore Shyam Sundar prayed to Srimati Radhika. Radharani told Shyam Sundar, "Oh, you'll not be able to tolerate my Madanakya Mahabhav." But Krishna said, "No, I must try it out." So finally, so actually Radharani, so Krishna actually tested this Vamya Bhav or Madanakya Mahabhav of Sri Radhika. So Radhika said that if when I used to fall down on the ground in divine madness, I used to tolerate that falling on the ground. But my Lord of my life, Sri Krishna, is very delicate. If he falls down on the ground by becoming mad in ecstasy of divine love, then his body would have so many injuries because he's very soft. And he will actually test different ecstasies such as Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja. So therefore I will surround him, I will cover him in the form of his golden complexion, and then I will tolerate the blows of falling on the ground by covering him by my complexion. When Mahaprabhu was going to appear on the earth, so to actually remove the wicked people, to destroy the wicked people and to protect the saintly persons, and he appeared on the earth to protect saintly persons, and pure devotion was fast disappearing from the world. Karma Mishra, Jnana Mishra, Guni Bhuta, and all this type of mixed devotion, impure devotion was spreading everywhere. So seeing this, Mahavishnu's incarnation, Sri Iman Advait Acharya Prabhu, felt tremendous pain in his heart. So he worshipped his Shaligram Shila by Tulsi and offering Ganges water. So Gurudev says that Anarpita Arpitam Charim Chirat Sriyam Dasundara Diti Kadamba Sandav Pita Sachinandanaha. So actually pure devotion had disappeared from the world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada Thakur has written in the commentary of Chaitanya Charitamrut. Pure devotion means Braja Bhakti. But among Braja Bhakti also, only those who perform Rupanugra devotional service, Rupanugra Bhakti, they are only called pure devotees. So previous to Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Swami, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, other acharyas had preached devotion. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the type of devotion which was preached and relished by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was unprecedented. Because who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is the combined form of Sri Sri, Radha and Krishna. So we are actually testing this ripened fruit of, but this is the Mahaprabhu actually for 48 years Mahaprabhu performed pastime on the earth, but out of that 24 pastimes he performed household pastimes and 24 years he performed the sannyas pastime. So within this 24 years of sannyas, 6 years he traveled all over India and 12 years he tested the innermost moods of Srimati Radhika by sitting in Gambira. Actually, Sarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda used to pacify Sriman Mahaprabhu. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami also used to reside in the association of Sarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda. So Raghunath Das Goswami used to reside in Jagannath Puri and he used to await to learn from Sarup Damodar what pastime today Mahaprabhu performed inside Gambira and how Sarup Damodar, his instructing spiritual master, tried to pacify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami used to hear the accounts of Gambira from the lips of Srila Sarup Damodar with great ecstasy. Mahaprabhu saw that I am testing this devotion. Mahaprabhu thought, I will not be able to preach this devotion. So therefore Sriman Mahaprabhu distributed different ecstatic moods through different Goswamis. So the glories of the Harinam Sankirtan Mahaprabhu propagated through the medium of Srila Haridas Thakur. And through the medium of Srila Rupa Goswami, he preached Raganuga Bhakti. So he established the glories of devotional service through Rupa Goswami. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has tested the books of Srila Rupa Goswami, how the moods of Srila Rupa Goswami should be tested and relished. This was exhibited by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Vishnachakra Thakur in Stavamruta Lahari, Rupa Goswami in Stavamala, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in Stavavali. So if you want to relish pure devotion, then first you must, Rupa Goswami has said, you must come to the stage of Shraddha. When we are in the stage of faith or Shraddha, we come to Sadhu and hear Harikatha from him. Then we take shelter at the feet of Gurudev. If Srila Gurudev would not have come on the earth, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually, is a supreme person. and he is full of he is rasik. How we could have understood, how could have we understood jiva tattva, bhakti tattva, guru tattva? We must offer everything at the feet of guru and vaishnavas. We should become selfless. If we do so, then bhakti will manifest in our heart. We are doing Harinam for such a long time and we are doing parikrama, but why tears are not coming in our eyes? Because we are not serving Guru and Vaishnavas by becoming free from duplicity. So first goal of our life is to become free from duplicity and hypocrisy. So we should, without any duplicity, we should offer our very selves at the feet of Srila Gurudev. So first we should take shelter at the feet of Gurudev and do bhajan. So when Gurudev gives diksha to us, divyam jnanam dadatiti diksha, that what is divya jnana? So for lifetime after lifetime, our relationship with Bhagavan has been covered lifetime after lifetime. So Gurudev actually re-establishes that relationship by giving through the mantra. So as explained in Manashiksha, that Madisha Nathate Vraja Vipina Chandram, that our mistress is actually, worshipable mistress is Srimati Radhika. Actually, Shri Krishna is actually the beloved of Srimati Radhika. So this relationship is explained at the time of Diksha. After receiving Diksha, this knowledge is not understood in one day. Those who have served, if you serve Guru and Vaishnavas, so in within one lifetime itself, one can fully realize this knowledge. However, this relationship can be realized in very lifetime, in this very lifetime, if you serve Guru and Vaishnavas very nicely. Within just one lifetime, we can understand the relationship. So Gurudev gives us the knowledge of our relationship with Krishna at the time of initiation. So then the sadhaka engages in sadhana and bhajan. So actually, the Goswamis have left their remnants for us to understand how to perform sadhan bhajan. It is the duty of the disciple is to try to understand that relationship by sadhan and bhajan. So the Goswamis have given us these teachings while doing in sadhan and bhajan. We engage in bhajana kriya. Then we come to anartha nivritti, then we come to nishtha, then the mood of do or die comes. So when doing bhajan, one develops nishtha, one-pointed faith. After nishtha, after we are situated in nishtha, nishtha is transformed into ruchi. Ruchi means taste. In nishtha, from faith, there is no tasting of sweet. But in one cannot relish that holy name is the sweetest of the sweet. But when we are situated in nishtha, we go to the stage of ruchi. We begin to relish by using in nishtha. We use our intelligence to relish the holy name, but in ruchi stage, in the stage of ruchi, we relish the holy name naturally, without any effort, effortlessly, without using of any intelligence. Then from Ruchi stage is matured, the sadhaka reaches the Asakti stage. So when the Asakti matures, the symptoms are explained in the scripture. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained this in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Srila Vishwanath Chakra Thakur has taken the remnants of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and put those thoughts in Madhurya Kadambini. So then, when one advances to the stage of Bhava, then we enter into the Prakat Lila. Then one tastes the Modan, Mohan, Madan. So Gurudev, so the mood of Radhika's maid servant, Madanakya Mahabhav, so it increases every day. So the moods which are given by Gurudev increase. And then we engage as the maid servant of Srimati Radhika. So therefore we must become indebted to the feet of Gurudev. We should try to understand the mercy of Srila Gurudev. Just as Srila Raghunath Das Goswami obtained Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prays to Srila Sanatan Goswami. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says that all Vaishnavas should show mercy to me. So when we realize the importance of Vairagya, and so then we'll become completely dumbfounded. So Srila Gurudev has given me signal that I must stop now. So we have come to the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. So Mahaprabhu's eternal associates of Mahaprabhu do not care whether one is qualified or not. Without any consideration of qualification, they bestow the pure devotional service. So I am indebted to all of you. So all of you, you should give me devotion and maintain me. Hare Krishna. Tridandi Maharaj. Yeah, this is, I was recording this one, Savita Didi's translation.
Yeah, this is some,
this is Samaran Didi's.
Oh, she's taking all the time.
Чакшу Унмитам Дихатас Майя Чудесам Ваша Папа Кирвуя Сна Припасим